It's Monday, and that means it's time to go to the phone line where Dr. Bob Weiss is on the line joining us as he does Monday mornings. And welcome back to his time. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
You know, you and Andy left off last week, and you had plenty of other things to talk about. When we were talking about life issues, especially when we're coming in through the political season, and it always comes up, no matter what the candidate, what level it is, there's always something to talk about. What have you this morning?
Well, yeah, some people say, they tell me, they say, you know, Bob, you better stay away from the politics of this stuff. And I always think about, you know, when Christians are out in the public square, like all of us Christians are, especially those who are listening to His Time and other stations there and things that are going on with KFUO, worldwide KFUO anyway. I was with Mark Hawkinson yesterday, a bit of time on Sunday afternoon. We were chatting a bit about all this stuff. And clearly Christians have the duty, because we have the Ten Commandments for holy living. When things are against the Word of God, clearly against the Word of God, like elective abortion, assisted suicide, I believe certainly freezing embryos, because that might irritate some people, but you can't parent a frozen embryo, and we're called to parent embryos if they're going through an IVF cycle. I guess some couples may be wondering about that. We clearly have the duty to speak the clear Word of God on these issues, and one of those that has just come up regarding the whole issue of elective abortion, which some people may, and I don't think anybody on His Time would say, oh, here we go again, why is he bringing up abortion issue? But in California, the Ninth Circuit Court has upheld a ruling. It's called Reproductive Fact Act, Reproductive Fact Act. And this decision will require 150 crisis pregnancy clinics, which are pro-life. My daughter's a physician down in Carbondale, and she assists in one of these to help women who are pregnant. Especially those who have pregnancies out of wedlock across the state of California, and they're now to promote abortion services to the women they serve. And so this, of course, will force coercively these clinics to violate their Christian beliefs that life begins at conception. It's very sacred, but now it's flights against clearly the constitutional mandated right to life and to religious freedom. So these are this is a situation where clearly, in terms of how do Christians function in the public square, we need to speak out about this. Whether you live in California or not, you can still write a senator in California, a legislator, the governor, Jerry Brown, of course, which I'll be quite honest, you probably won't listen to it. But then again, you have that privilege under the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence to go ahead and to address your concerns over this, because this particular law, the Reproductive Fact Act, it is anticipated that this will also jump into other states like Oregon, Washington, Montana, Vermont, other states that are quite liberal when it comes to life issues, because those are some states also that support physician-assisted suicide. So that's a huge concern, and Jim Dobson has just come out with a response to this, encouraging civil disobedience regarding this, which I'm quite surprised about that, but then civil disobedience, too, is protected. It's just simply the refusal, you know, to obey certain laws and demands. Doesn't mean that you're going to be doing some of the crazy things that we've seen in Chicago and Arizona and other places in Chicago or in Texas where people are getting shot. But it's a nonviolent resistance, which means you'll find people picketing outside of Governor Brown's office and other places and Planned Parenthood clinics more frequently in California now. So I think that Jim Dobson is correct in encouraging this. And I think people have to understand civil disobedience for a Christian. It is a nonviolent way to say, we don't like this, and we're going to stand out in front of Planned Parenthood clinics and let people know that this is something that is contrary to the Word of God.
it wouldn't be a bad idea if we have friends or relatives in California to get them involved there, too.
Oh, good point. Yes, yes. You know, with families spreading out all over the place, like my family, we're spread out all over it as well, from Chicago down to Florida. I think it's always good, and what Andy and I have always talked about is all this information that we share with people is really to keep them informed, clarify situations that are happening so that they can continue to have a prayerful life and to encourage their friends that live in other places to be informed about this and not to just to sit back and say, oh, well, this doesn't impact me, it doesn't affect me. Well, it does. It affects your Christian witness. It affects how you live. It affects the conversation, you know, in the public square. And if people are informed on these things, then they can have a discussion on this and freely give their Christian witness towards the gospel that all life is sacred because God has created us in his image and redeemed it, that lost image in Christ. So this is how it works, and this is something that we need to continue to encourage people to be informed on. What certainly his time and other programs on Worldwide KFUO are doing.
Well, what do we talk about last 3 minutes here? I know you've got plenty to shove into three
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, I do. Actually, yeah, there's a new thing is coming out, and I'm going to share this with people, and I'm not trying to get technical here, but in South Korea, or over in Japan, I mean, they have just created, and this is actually, this is in the Wall Street Journal, so this is public information. I always tend to encourage people when I'm sharing with them, this is stuff that's being published in magazines and journals. And in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, some doctors in Japan now have taken skin cells from mice and turned them into eggs, had them fertilized with mouse sperm and created little, you know, baby mice. And so the question is this, is this going to ever happen in human beings? Now, it is against the law at this particular point in time in Japan and the United States to take human skin cells. You can create the eggs, but you're not supposed to fertilize them with human sperm. However, the doctors that are involved with this, and they're working with some people here in the United States and over in Israel, so this is kind of spreading itself out. They do believe that it's going to happen someplace here in the United States. People tend to do that. But their biggest concern is what they say in this article is that we need to start talking about the ethics of this type of technology. And this one doctor here in the United States, he says, and we need to do it now. And so he said, this is the right time to involve the public in the public square on these discussions. So some people don't want to get involved with this because they say, oh, I don't understand this, and what does this have to do with being a Christian? Well, it has everything to do with God's creation of man and woman, and if it is his will, for the procreation of a child within the confines of a man and a woman. So do we take skin cells from women who are unable to have children, that is, through their eggs, and create eggs from those skin cells and then fertilize them with their husband's sperm? I can't give a clear answer to that right now because this is new technology, but it's one of those things that we might want to sit back and say, oh my goodness, what else is going to happen? But once again, it's just a piece of information that needs to be laid out there so people understand that this technology, in terms of the creation of a child, taking them out of the bedroom into a test tube, is becoming more and more complex. And so this is something that if you get the Wall Street Journal, you may read some more about this down the road. So I wanted to just share that article with you. And then the other one is the assisted suicide docket here in the States and overseas. People need to be tuned in that they are changing slowly the word because words matter and life matters. And they're trying to move away from, quote-unquote, physician-assisted suicide. Now take this one. Here you go. They're working on renaming things, my death, my decision, because suicide obviously carries a negative connotation. So once again, our listeners need to be tuned in to how words are used and how they are defined within the context of the public square. We know how they are used within the context of the scriptures, but we need to be really informed on how they're used within the context of the public square because it certainly violates the fifth commandment.
Where can you find that information?
Well, that information, I get this information off of, let's see. Oh, I got it off of what's called bioedge.org. It's one of those sites I go to routinely because it gives me information about what's going on and going to be published in magazines and journals. It kind of gives me one of these one-up things, you know, that you know about. It's called bioedge.org. I've shared this with people before, but I'm glad you asked that question. And this is it, stuff that will come out in local newspapers and magazines that people are picking up at, you know, Books A Million and Barnes & Noble and other places. They need to be tuned into how words matter and life matters.
Okay, Dr. Bob Weiss, thanks for being with us this week. We're-